the shockwaves from the Panama Papers scandal continue to spread around the world. Overnight, it claimed its first major political casualty, with Iceland's Prime Minister resigning. But that's just one angle, because let me tell you, there are a lot more angles on this one, including in Australia. Ben Butler is Margin Call columnist with the Australian newspaper. He's here to give us the latest. He's been watching this. Hi.
Hello.
There are so many fascinating stories that are spinning out of this leak. Give us an update on the biggest ones.
Right. Well, I think, obviously, you've got Iceland. The Prime Minister stepped aside after it was revealed he neglected to tell anyone about a company held offshore that in turn had an interest in the fate of Iceland's banks, which all collapsed during the GFC, and the government has obviously been heavily involved in reconstructing those, so there's a fairly direct conflict of interest there. Here in Australia, I think the big one is the issue over who owns Wilson Security, which provides security services on Manus Island and Nauru at the two big offshore immigration detention centres. They've been accused, the Kwok brothers, who are two Hong Kong billionaires, have been accused of concealing their ownership of Wilson when one of them was charged, or actually, sorry, both of them were charged with bribery in 2012, and one of them has been convicted and is currently in jail. But if these papers are correct, he still owns half of Wilson, which is involved in this really sensitive situation on in Australia's offshore detention centres.
The federal government hasn't been exactly falling over itself, correct me if I'm wrong, to enter the debates thrown up by the leak. Will Canberra eventually have to start kind of engaging with this? Is this...
The tax office is quite keen to engage. They view this
as... I mean, the political...
Yes, the tax office, this is a trove of stuff they can get some more money out of, basically. Political leadership in Australia, I think it'd probably be fair to say that we're a long way behind the culture that's emerged overseas around this sort of stuff. In places like Europe and to a certain extent in the United States, but definitely across Europe, it's really just not acceptable anymore. And people have really arced up, and that's reflected in the attitudes that politicians take. President Obama today has said that the Justice Department will be having a look at this stuff. But here, so far, not much.
No, do you expect it to enter the sort of domestic political campaign as we're leading up to an election? I had David Feeney and Alan Tudgeon here for a political panel yesterday, and I know that Labor's keen to find an angle here.
Yeah, I think you underestimate the resonance of this stuff at your peril. There's been a fair bit of commentary out there going, oh, well, who cares? They do this stuff overseas. There's corruption in the third world. Big, what a surprise. Tax havens are tax havens. What a surprise. I think that attitude betrays a lack of understanding of how people actually feel about this stuff. It goes to fairness and equity, and people feel they're being ripped off. I mean, whether they are or not might be a different factual question, but the feeling is definitely abroad and not to be discounted in an election year.
I think that's right. And I can tell from the text messages we get here at RN Drive that it is a huge issue for people. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Ben Butler. He's Margin Call columnist with the Australian newspaper.